All right. For those of you who don't know me, because I see a lot of new faces out there, my name is Ruth Wong, and I attended this church from 2003 to 2011, and I'm Pastor Wong's daughter. And this is my home church, and while I was here, I worked with the youth and with the worship team and the young adult group that may or may not still be in session. I don't know. But in 2011, God called me to return to Niger, West Africa, which is where I grew up, to serve as a missionary. And for the past 2.5 years, I've been working at Sahel Academy, which is an SIM mission school. And I was with SIM as a short-termer, and so now my term is actually up. So first of all, I would like to thank you all as a church and as individuals as well. You guys have prayed for me, you've supported me, you've encouraged me. And I know that I wouldn't be able to do the work that God called me to in Niger without a support team like you all, so thank you. It's quite hard to sum up 2.5 years of ministry in a few minutes, but I'll do my best with the help of pictures. So Sahel Academy is an SIM mission school of around 170 students, and it's located in Niamey, the capital of Niger. And we have students from all over the world there, and it's a really international school. That it's English-speaking for the most part. My first year there, I worked with a husband and wife couple as a dorm parent in the boarding school, and we looked after 17 teenagers. And the parents of these children serve all over West Africa. We have parents that are doctors or evangelists or Bible translators. And then there's others that also work in Burkina and Benin and Ghana, surrounding countries in West Africa. And all the parents or families probably wouldn't be able to stay in West Africa as missionaries if there wasn't a schooling option for their children. So while it's not easy to send their children far away, they believe that's the work that God's called them to, and we do our best to look after them. Honestly, the first year I had a pretty hard time with many of the expectations placed upon me and lack of communication, but I really loved working with the dorm kids. Dorm kids hold a special place in my heart. I was one. And so I know what it's like to be one. So it was my prayer during that time in the dorm to help develop intentional relationships with the kids and push them in growing in Christ. A lot of times when life is hectic and really hot, and you have 17 teenagers that, all start complaining. It's easy to forget that. But we grew a lot together, and in the end had a lot of fun and a lot of meaningful conversations. My second year there, I worked with a different set of dorm parents, and we bonded really well and worked as a team. We established boundaries and systems that make our lives easier and give the kids more responsibility and independence. And we worked really hard to get the system going, and 10 days into school, we evacuated because our campus flooded. So this is pictures of the river rising in Niger. Niger has a river that goes through West Africa. So you might wonder, or you all know that Niger is in the Sahara Desert and arguably one of the hottest countries in the world. So how in the world did we get a flood? And it's due to the excessive rain and river that hadn't been dredged in years, and we have dikes along the river, and they were weakened. So the dikes gave way and just flooded all the riverfront properties. Hundreds of people lost their homes, and we could hear the houses collapsing around us because they're just made out of mud. In the SIM mission, there were 57 of us that lost our homes, and I was among the group of, we called ourselves refugees. For 3 weeks, I lived in 5 different places until some could find us housing again. These are pictures of our school. I was canoeing around, going to get keys to different buildings so that we could finish getting all the stuff out of there. There's the two of my kids being goofy because they like to have fun. Even in dire circumstances. And so when it was clear that our school was going to flood, the properties around us were flooding, we started removing all that we could from the buildings on campus. And even after the river flooded, we continued working on canoes and rented a huge truck that could drive through the waters because it wasn't too deep. The deepest part was like shoulder height on me. By God's grace, after the flood, we were able to relocate the school into three different mansions. Niger doesn't just have schools ready to rent, so we found really big houses to have school in. So elementary was in one mansion, high school was in another, and the dorm was relocated into two big houses side by side. And after being closed for 3 weeks, Sahel Academy resumed classes. And this was probably the start, this was the start of the most challenging year Sahel's ever seen. This is at the new dorm. It was a two-story building, so we did a lot of stuff on the roof because the power went out all the time and it was really hot. And I want to thank you all again because I know the church sent money to help with the flood relief at Sahel. And the director of our school recently reported this year, when they had finished the accounting work from last year, that we had exactly the right amount of money for all the flood relief. So it's amazing to see how God provides, and thank you for your part in that as well. So we finished last school year off campus in these random houses in the city, and after much work this summer, we were able to open school back on our regular campus. And things at Sahel are far from being where they need to be. There's a lot of things we just can't find because we don't know what happened to them. We're very thankful to have the use of our campus again because we have land, we have a sports field and playground and whatnot, which we didn't have last year. This semester, I transitioned out of the dorm. So I was in the dorm for 2 years, but I transitioned out of the dorm and into working with the school. And the title I was given by the school was Youth Ministries Team Leader at the school. And I was also the unofficial school counselor and a senior class advisor, among other things. I was given the opportunity to teach a worship leading class as well, which was really awesome. And even though I was really busy, I love the work I was able to do this year. I started a youth group program on Wednesday nights, which is this, where 50 out of the 70 secondary students attend, and we've been studying the book of Philippians. And it's really great to see the students learn God's word together. And God also provided me with a great group of small group leaders. I wouldn't have been able to do it without them, so it was really neat. And the highlight for me this year was one of the students I met last year, and his parents work with the UN, and he's from Rwanda. He became a Christian, and it was really awesome. I've been praying for him for a long time. And this was at the last youth group at our Christmas party. They surprised me and made me a big card that the whole school signed, so it was awesome. Niger is a hard place to live in. Life never seems to be boring there, but over and over, God provided me with the strength to carry on, and not just to carry on, but to carry on with joy. And I think that one of the most impactful things that God has taught me over the past 2.5 years is this. Do not fear. Do not fear because it's a stupid reaction or fear, because actually, in fact, fear is a normal reaction and often expected. But God tells us, do not fear because I am with you. So my term in Niger is now done. What does that mean? And I'm still trying to figure that out myself. In the last few months there, God really impressed upon me just a love for Sahel and the students. As I transitioned into the school, every time I met a new student or got to know them, I just wanted to know them better and just encourage them in their walk with Christ. Or if they didn't know Christ, to share Christ with them. And so I am looking into the process of going back long-term with SIM, but that is a process, and I'm not entirely sure what that means yet. So I'll actually be going to SIM East Asia, which is my sending office in Singapore, in a couple weeks, and I think in February I'll meet with them and talk to them about what that looks like. And again, I'm not 100% sure that's how God's leading, but I'm just going to walk in faith and see how God leads from there. One of the things I'm kind of waiting on is I've talked to the principal at the school and the human resources people, just like what I would be doing if I went back full-time, and that's something else that we're looking and praying through. So if you all would pray with me to see if this is where God wants me to live and serve long term, that would be awesome. I'm going to show you a few other pictures now. This is on the sand dunes with my friend, and this is a dust storm coming in. This is one of the big baobab trees, which is the national tree of Niger, I believe. And of course, we always there's giraffes that like you have to drive a couple hours out to see, but it's pretty fun. This is Christmas service at a church in Gami, which is where the FIM hospital is. And we, my friends and I, we took the bus up there to visit some friends. This year, I was able to go on an outreach trip. So me and my another staff member, we took a group of students to Alambari, and we did a VBS sort of trip at a village there. That's what that is. And of course, this is my softball team. Every year, for some reason, the school allows me to coach their teams, one of their teams. And this is my team from this year. We were the IDK friends, the I Don't Knows, because they couldn't decide on the name. And then they thought it was cool that if someone asked them who won or lost, they could just say, I don't know, and not be embarrassed if they lost. But they actually did really well. Everyone played better than I expected, and we got into the championship and lost by one run against an all-adult team. So I was really proud of them. And then this is an after party at my house. And these are my seniors. I was, like I said, a senior class advisor. So we went on a camping trip right before I left, just for some fun together. And, oh. So I'm leaving the U.S. next Monday, January 13th, with my family. We're going to spend several weeks in Malaysia. And when they return to the U.S., I'll stay there. And at that time, I'll meet with Cindy Sasa and see how God leads. But I just want to thank you for the partnership that you guys have shared in my ministry in Niger. And this is a boutique. Oops. I can open it. Of the African village theme. And I wanted to give this to you all as a church. It's our hope and prayer that through missions work in Niger, all the villages there will come to know Christ. So I'm going to give this to you all, and I don't know if there's room to put this up somewhere, but just thank you so much for supporting me over the past 2.5 years.